Jerry Bader Show, 10:35. If you have any thoughts on this, 888-455-1360. I'll tell you what I think. Here's what I think. Ken Starr made the more compelling case, talking about an exchange he had with ABC legal analyst Ann Abrams. We played it for you, about 7 minutes, 45 seconds, yesterday on This Week, Martha Raddatz hosting, for a couple of reasons in terms of whether firing Comey, trying to fire Mueller, does that make a case for obstruction against the president? Here's where I think Starr's case was compelling, and I do think he's right, that Dan Abrams was hoisted on his own petard at the end there. When you look at 1998 and the president lying to the American people about whether or not he had a relationship with Monica Lewinsky, Starr used that in possible articles of impeachment, not a federal indictment. Starr's whole point was not a federal indictment because, in fact, Trump can fire whoever he wants. Abrams' argument was that you can put the drip, drip, drip together in a string, a pattern of behavior. I think Starr is right that that's tenuous in a federal indictment. And where he said, yes, Dan, impeachment, not federal indictment. What Mueller's doing would be a federal indictment. A listener writes, I did catch what both Starr and Abrams agreed on about lying to the American public, but we are talking about two completely different cases and situations. But Alan, Starr agreed that Trump's lying, if in fact the report's true, that he was going to fire Mueller and changed his mind about it and then lied about ever even considering it, Starr said he would take that very seriously. Actually, I don't know that. I mean, of all of the things out there, I don't know how big a deal that is. I don't know that I agree necessarily with Starr on that. But Starr was asked directly about that lie, if the reports are true. And he said, yes, I would take that very seriously. I don't compare that to the Clinton lie about Lewinsky. Again, there are a lot of other things you can talk about where President Trump is concerned, but he lied about Lewinsky because that goes back to the whole perjury thing. That was complicit in the perjury. That lie to the American people. I think Starr did have a better mastery of what is and isn't obstruction and what could and couldn't be in a federal indictment versus articles of impeachment. Here's, though, the big point on this. Be very clear on this. What this should signal to you is if Democrats get both houses of Congress, which I think is a huge if, and Cokie Roberts brought this up on the roundtable on that show yesterday, if they were to get both houses of Congress, they will move to impeach. They absolutely will. To Jerry and Appleton. Jerry, go ahead.
I'm just so upset because we spend so much time on that little crap that you're talking about today versus the huge problems that we have in this country. It is so disgusting. It's pathetic. It's absolutely pathetic. They are the biggest. The whole Washington is so corrupt and everything, and nothing is done about that except a few words that the president might have said or even might have thought. It's pathetic.
Here's what I can tell you, Jerry, is that it is being watched very closely. Democrats are going to try to use it if they get both houses of Congress. So you can take it lightly at your own peril. But that is the reality. Thanks a lot for the call. All right, I want to dovetail to a topic. I'm going to do something a little unusual here. I'm going to mention this briefly We're going to play some audio, Earl 4575. But I'm going to take this up in earnest tomorrow because I would like to take calls on this. And I've got to get to a number of things. So I'm going to just set this up. There is a video that's gone viral. It's a British broadcaster, Kathy Newman, for Channel 4, Britain's Channel 4, interviewing Dr. Jordan Peterson. Dr. Jordan Peterson has recently written a book, and he rails against a Canadian law that actually makes it illegal not to use the preferred pronouns of a transgender person. You're actually breaking the law. In other words, there's a law against offending transgender people. And the interviewer, Kathy Newman, is trying to challenge him on this. Now, this went on for a long time. I'm playing just a snippet here, and I think we'll play a little more maybe tomorrow. But she tries to pin him down on this. Listen, and this exchange has gone viral.
Let me move on to another debate that's been very controversial for you. And this is, you got in trouble for refusing to call trans men and women by their preferred personal pronouns.
No, that's not actually true. I got in trouble because I said I would not follow the compelled speech dictates of the federal and provincial government. I actually never got in trouble for not calling anyone anything.
Right.
That didn't happen.
You wouldn't follow the change of law, which was designed not to
once
outlaw
it was law.
Discrimination.
No.
Well, that's
what they said it was designed to do.
Okay. You cited freedom of speech in that. Why should your right to freedom of speech trump a trans person's right not to be offended?
Because in order to be able to think, you have to risk being offensive. I mean, look at the conversation we're having right now. You know, like, you're certainly willing to risk offending me in the pursuit of truth. Why should you have the right to do that? It's been rather uncomfortable.
Well, I'm very glad I put you on the spot.
You get my point. It's like you're doing what you should do, which is digging a bit to see what the hell's going on.
So that is
what you should do. But you're exercising your freedom of speech to certainly risk offending me. And that's fine. I think more power to you as far as I'm concerned.
So you haven't sat there and... I'm just trying to work that out. I mean...
Ha, gotcha.
You have got me. I'm trying to work that through
time.
In my head. Yeah. It took a while.
It did, yeah.
It took a while. You have voluntarily come into the studio and agreed to be questioned.
Mm-hmm.
A trans person in your class has come to your class and said they want to be called
That's
she.
Never happened. And I would call them she.
So you would. So you've kind of changed your tune on that.
No, I said that right from the beginning. What I said at the beginning was that I was not going to cede the linguistic territory to radical leftists, regardless of whether or not it was put in law. That's what I said.
That's a fascinating exchange. And what everyone is locking in on is to where he catches her, where she's like, she's just literally slack-jawed. She doesn't know what to say to that. So Jordan Peterson is being painted as this alt-right nut. Conservatives are loving that he made a liberal look foolish, and I get all of that. This one's much deeper than that. Peggy Noonan had a column on this over the weekend in the Wall Street Journal, and this is where I want to go tomorrow. She actually read his book, and this whole thing is much more complex than all of that. And again, his point was, and I think, again, this is where both sides miss things. So no, I will call a transgender person by whatever pronoun they want. I'm not going to be mandated by law to do it. He's arguing I'll do it out of courtesy. But I should not be compelled not to offend. I want to be a decent human being, so I'm not going to offend them, and I will call them by the pronoun they ask me to. I'll do that. That's me choosing as an individual not to be an offensive lout. Not having the government mandate it. That's like wearing a seatbelt, Earl argues. It's not a great analogy. For a number of reasons, that's not a great analogy. but because there are costs to not wearing, right. But you cannot, you can argue it's in the public interest to compel you to wear a seatbelt. I'm not saying I agree with it. But that's the argument. It's an imperfect, you're close, Earl. His argument is, look, if the person wants me to, I will. But I'm not going to support the government telling me that I have to. That does violate free speech. What he's arguing is, you have the right to act like a jerk. To an extent, he's right. And there are many more issues in this, which is why I'm just setting this up, and we'll talk about it tomorrow. I want to get to a story that we're not taking calls on that now. We'll take it up in greater detail tomorrow. I just wanted to set the stage, as it were. It's a prolonged tease for a segment tomorrow. I want to share a story from Friday next. It's 10:46.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.